Hello and welcome to Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun, and joining me once again, Ray Brewer, the sports editor of the Home News. And Ray, you just got an award at halftime of the Southern Nevada Championship. So the award-winning Ray Brewer in the studio.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Silver.
All right, well, obviously the topic this week, Palo Verde traveling up to Reno. They're going to face McQueen in the state title game. We were both at the game on Saturday where they beat Las Vegas, as expected, as we talked about. But tell me what you saw from the sidelines and why you think Palo is you know, the favorite to win the state title.
Well, the thing Palo Verde has, which we haven't seen from any other team this year, is speed and speed kills. Football, it's bigger, stronger, faster. And faster is something Palo Verde specializes in. And it's not just one guy or two guys, even though they're one guy. Torin Harris, the USC commit, had a great game against Vegas. But Palo's got four, five, six guys with, you know, legitimate 4.5, 40-yard dash speed. And they do a great job of getting these guys the ball in open space, creating opportunities. And when push comes to shove, that speed has just been so amazing. And I thought Vegas, with Reggie Bullock, their talented and quick tailback, would put up a little bit of a fight. But you saw where Torin Harris had 4.3 speed, Chaz Thomas had, you know, 4.4, 4.5 speed, and maybe Reggie Bullock was a step slower than that. And speed was amazing.
Well, and I think the speed helped on defense too. I mean, Amir Lopez threw four interceptions, and granted, some of those he was trying to force some things in. You know, they were trailing so much, but that ball goes in the air, especially in high school. It kind of lofts up there, and when you've got kids like Torin Harris or Sidney Hodge breaking on it, you know, they're going to go up and get that ball, and I think it really just shut down that part of the game, and Las Vegas, you know, they just couldn't get much going in the first half at all.
Yeah, and a great example of that would Palo Verde scores. They're up 7-0. Next play for Las Vegas, Lopez throws an interception to Harris. He takes it back 24 yards for a touchdown. Lopez threw in a double coverage, but I don't think he thought he was thrown into double coverage. It's just Harris broke on the ball so fast, and he's such a, you know, a special player, an elite player, that he just made a great play. And next thing you know, it's 14-0, and it's booked the plane ticket to Reno. Here comes the Palo Verde Panthers.
So they've got McQueen coming up. McQueen puts up a ton of points, and again, this is against Northern Nevada teams who, you know, we're not sure just how strong they are, but you look at the stats, and McQueen outscoring their opponent something like 566-88. They shut out Bishop Bonoga on Saturday to go to the state title game.
Well, McQueen is the Palo Verde of Northern Nevada. They've been around for 20-plus years. McQueen is that always stronger than their opponents, always more disciplined, always more organized. They're the class of the North. They're the class of Reno, and they're not going to go into this game against Palo Verde and roll over. You know, McQueen's got two or three Division I football players. McQueen has only given up 88 points this year. And we've seen Palo break a good Gorman team in the regional championship game, and we've seen Palo break what I thought was, you know, a fairly competent Las Vegas team last week in the state semifinals. Now the question is can they go up to Reno? We're talking a 9-hour bus drive. We're talking about leaving at 3 in the morning on Friday. We're talking about sleeping in a hotel. We're talking about a cold weather. We're talking about a not friendly fan base. McQueen's going to get a lot of people at the game. Could Palo overcome all this? I think they're favorites. They're probably a better team if the game was played down here. But going up to Reno, going into pro-McQueen country, that might be the great equalizer.
And is that really the only equalizer in your mind, just the actual travel effects and the, you know, going up there? You think if the game is here, it's no contest?
Well, I think if it's here, the travel also factors into McQueen. But we saw McQueen, they were in the state championship last year against Gorman, a Gorman team that isn't as good as Palo is this year. And the one thing that stood out is McQueen just couldn't match Gorman's speed. And this Palo team is, you know, twofold faster than Gorman was last year. I think McQueen is more of a power team, kind of like Del Sol was, run it down your throat, kill a little clock, where, you know, they might not be able to match the speed. And I think that's the determining factor. But, you know, things working in their favor is obviously the home field advantage. I think You know, even if you'd ask me for, you know, problems for Palo Verde, potholes for Palo Verde, I'd say, well, going up there, it's no fun. You know, who knows what the weather is going to be like. It's definitely going to be, you know, in the, you know, low 40s, colder. Who knows what else Mother Nature will throw at you. And now you're staying in a hotel. You're not comfortable to the environment. There's definitely a formula for disaster.
Okay, well, but, you know, it seems like this is almost a notch down, even though it's a state title game where you had this huge build-up to the Bishop Gorman game, and then pretty much a sold-out Arborview Stadium for the Southern Nevada Championship. It just seems like they've played all the good games and the good teams, and now it's like, well, one more step, and everyone's counting McQueen out. Maybe that's dangerous?
Well, it's kind of anticlimactic. Yeah, we knew Gorman. That was the game everybody had circled on their calendars from last year, and the Vegas game was the matchup everybody wanted to see. You know, Palo's the great team in the Sunset. Vegas is the great team in the Sunrise. And now, maybe it's because folks down here just aren't familiar with McQueen. Maybe just because it's, you know, since Palo's the only football team playing, everybody's kind of focused now on basketball and getting into the winter sports. But you're right, it has this feel like, oh yeah, by the way, there's this other football game going on. And it just, the hype isn't there that, you know, I was geared up to go see the Palo Gorman game, and I was geared up about the Palo Vegas game. And I'm not, you know, as geared up for this McQueen game as expected. Now, you're from, you know, the Pennsylvania area, and you went to college in the Chicago area, and I know you've probably seen high school sports in those parts of the nation. The crowd that was there on Saturday, how does that compare in your opinion to crowds? I know it probably isn't rank up with the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, that's about a regular game, a non-rival game, and that's you know, not a knock on football here. The big games, people do come, just not a lot, and it's not in, you know, it's not part of the culture, and you have kids switching schools every year, and the schools, you know, are new. Some of the schools are only five years old, so there's not a lot of history, there's not a lot of tradition yet, and so the rivalries maybe aren't as strong, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how they do play. I think this team, I was out at practice today, and very calm. You know, not a lot of screaming, not that, you know, amped up thing. It's another game, and they, you know, this is what they've wanted all year, and I think they've overcome, you know, the top two obstacles already. You know, I think it's just, as long as they don't beat themselves, I think they've got this game.
What really stands out for me about Palo Verde is how organized they are. I mean, everything is on schedule. You're going to lift at this time on this day. You're going to watch film at this time on this day. You're going to, you know, eat lunch at this time at this day. You're going to be at the school at 2:58 to get on the bus at 3 on Friday morning. Everybody's in sync, and you've got to give credit to the coach. I mean, there's a reason why every year Palo Verde, you know, plays on Thanksgiving weekend, which means you've got to make the Final Four. It's because of the coach.
Yeah.
The coach is organized.
And the practices are, you know, broken down like a college practice. They're very, you know, individualized instructions with the groups. And he really gives a lot of, you know, power to his assistants. You know, Darwin's there watching over things a lot, but his assistants are the ones in there hands-on and really breaking it down position by position and working on everything. And, you know, again, today's practice, everyone healthy, everyone dressed. Last week, Chaz Thomas didn't practice at all. He didn't practice until Friday for the walkthrough, and then he went out and had a great game on Saturday.
It's like a brick truck running the ball. The thing with Palos, they're bringing 42 kids to the state game and 10 coaches. That's one coach for every 4.2 kids. That's a quality coach.
Ray Brewer dropping some math on you.
Yeah, listen, I've got a college degree as well. And the bottom line is that most schools in the Valley, because Las Vegas has expanded so fast, we've got 35 schools in the large school division. They don't have quality coaches, you know, past, you know, maybe your head coach and a few of your coordinators. Palo's got, you know, 10 coaches, and probably 8 of those guys are, you know, guys that could get, you know, head coaching jobs like that. Just quality, organized coaches, and that makes a difference. And the same thing at Vegas. You know, Vegas has won 6 straight regional titles. they've got a ton of coaches out there on the field working with the kids. Each kid's getting specialized instructions. And it really, you know, when you compare the haves and the have-nots, you know, schools that make the playoffs every 3 years or get a talented group and makes the playoffs every 5 years, well, Palo Verde's there every year. Now, they have some special players, but it's not like, you know, Torrin Harris just showed up at Palo Verde. Torrin Harris showed up. He had great speed and great athletic ability, but he was real, you know, tall and lengthy and slender. You know, Darwin Ross got him in the weight room. You know, Chaz Thomas, you know, might be overweight. He's got the body to maybe be overweight. He might be overweight at another school. But that coaching staff, you know, ties them together.
Yeah, and you know, talking to the kids, especially, the majority of them have been together for 4 years. You know, this is not a situation where a lot of their stars have just showed up in August and you know, suited up. So a lot of them known each other, really, you know, the culmination of their high school career. But if they do pull it out, what would this mean for this region, you know, Las Vegas, the high school region? You've got Gorman last year, Las Vegas High the 2 years before that, just to have the state title here for so many years in a row.
Well, there was a time when Northern Nevada was as dominant as Las Vegas was. You know, the population in Reno equaled the population in the Las Vegas area. And I remember when I was 1990, Chaparral, where I went to high school, we played in the state championship game. My freshman year, I was a soccer player, not on the football team. We played McQueen. It was 48-7. And you knew going into that game that you'd be lucky to get that seven because McQueen was just so dominant. Now the power's kind of shifted here to Las Vegas, and you know, a lot of it has to do with numbers. And it just, the Valley, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we'd have one kid or two kids that would sign D1. Now we're going to have 14 or 15 kids every year signing D1. So this is just, I think it's turning into a, it's definitely a respectable area for high school football. I mean, before I would ask you, hey, Steve, how does Las Vegas football compare with Pennsylvania football? And 15 years ago, you would have laughed and you would have said, well, you could bring your state champion to play our eighth grade teams. Now I think, you know, our teams, I don't know, how would this Palo Verde team compare with like a team in your high school area?
Yeah, you know, you're looking at not even the state champions of Pennsylvania, but just the Whippeel, the Western Pennsylvania. You've got nationally ranked teams, Central Catholic and Gateway. And when I was in high school, Woodland Hills, Upper St. Clair, before my time, Mount Lebanon, my high school, they were winning championships every year. And you've got, you know, D1 kids. It's not irregular. Every school. And you've got, you know, big populations, and the championships, the regional championships, are played at Heinz Field because they'll get 15,000 people.
Where the Steelers play.
Yeah, where the Steelers and the Pitt Panthers play. Sometimes the Quad A, or now the, you know, the Super Quad A, what's the biggest division there, they'll get more people at Heinz Field than a Pitt Panthers game sometimes. But again, the high schools are old. All the generations have gone there. And so you have the brothers, the fathers, the grandfathers who've gone to these schools, and the rivalries are there. The coaches are all, you know, have been there for long times, and it's a real, source of pride.
It's the tradition we don't have. I mean, Palo Verde, for as good as it is, they won state, they've got a state title, but they opened in 1996.
Right. You know, you give it some time, and you'll see. But the other thing is, you don't have kids transferring as much. You know, a kid transfers, especially a star player, that will be headline news, you know, in the Post-Gazette, and you'd better believe every athletic organization is looking into that. It just doesn't happen often.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And a lot of that is, you know, I grew up in Town A, and, you know, I'm a fourth grader, and I know that in 6 years I'm going to be playing high school football here, and that's where I want to play. And that philosophy, I think, is kind of what Darwin's created at Palo Verde. It's, you know, Summerlin's high school. And he runs he's got a youth program running the double wing offense. He's got a junior high program running the double wing offense. He coaches the JV team, and he's got kids that are, you know, he's created this small town mentality. And Sin City in Las Vegas in an area with 35 high schools.
Yeah, and I don't know when the guy sleeps because he does all this. He's also the athletic director, and he needs to get an earpiece because he's pulling that phone out of his pocket every 30 seconds when I'm with him, someone calling. And he actually said his phone's been ringing nonstop since the game on Saturday from college coaches who are finally looking at, you know, some of the smaller schools and some kids who haven't really been recruited and, hey, well, could be on a state title team. You know, maybe we missed a kid here or there. So it could be interesting. You never know. You know, winning a state title, you bring that attention, and maybe a kid gets a shot at a lower level school or even a D2 school.
In this game on Saturdays, I mean, college football for the most part is over. UNR's coaches are all going to be there. Two UNLV coaches were at the Vegas Palo game this weekend. You saw a coach from a college today. There's going to be people there in the crowds, and it's publicity. It's for these kids, and you know they're going to win, and the senators will send them letters. The governor will write them a letter congratulating them. I always say that, you know, high school football, win or lose, it doesn't matter because it's the experience of playing and competing, and it helps build character. But when you get to a game like this, winning is something you can remember for the rest of your life. It's something that you could always put on a resume. It's something that, you know, when you're at your 50-year reunion, you could look back and say, wow, what a run we had. What a great day.
Yeah, and the important thing to remember, although we talk about certain kids all the time, is that there's 40-some going up there, you know, 42 going up, and maybe, you know, a handful of those kids are going to continue to play.
Five or six of them.
Yeah. For the majority, this is it. Win or lose, this is the last football game they'll play, you know, so the importance is sometimes lost because we know Torrin Harris is going to be playing on Saturday. So, you know, these kids, it's everything to them, and, you know, I expect a good game, but it is that time, Ray, where you got to make your official pick. It's, you know, you've done this every week now, and you had a pretty good run at it, pretty good run all year. So one more game to go. Palo Verde versus McQueen, who wins?
I think Palo Verde gets McQueen back for that Chaparral team in 1990. They absolutely got ran. Listen, Palo, Steve, is as good of a high school team as I've seen in Nevada in 12 years of doing this. They have a total package. They're great on defense. Sometimes we're as good as their speed is and their offensive scheme. The defense gets overlooked. It's tough for them to give up points. They're awesome offensively. They've got a great scheme, great coaches. They're organized. They seem like they're a team of destiny. Not taking anything away from McQueen. McQueen's only given up 88 points this year, but they haven't played at Palo Verde. Palo Verde is absolutely going to steamroll them. I think it's going to be over quick and early. I think Darwin will get the Gatorade shower at halftime possibly. So I take Palo Verde in a blowout. In the battle of two undefeated teams for the Silver State Championship. Thank you for your time, Steve Silver.
Thank you, Ray. And again, the home news is going to have people up there. Las Vegas Sun, we're sending a whole crew up there. So LasVegasSun.com, log on. We'll have multiple stories. We got live blog, photos, video. We're actually going to have a video crew in the locker room mic'd up with Darren Ross. So you're going to get the inside look at Palo Verde's whole run leading up this week, and then at the state championship game, we'll have cameras in the locker room before the game, halftime, post game, the whole thing. So LasVegasSun.com. And again, as always, shoot me an email, steve.silver@lasvegasun.com, if you've got any questions, comments, or, you know, you feel like criticizing Ray Brewer. And thank you for listening. This has been another episode of Prep Sports Now.